Despairing students often say that Czech is a particularly difficult language to learn, and even Czechs themselves have problems with it. Last year, the Ústav pro jazyk český, the Czech language institute in Prague, that is, received over 9,000 emails from Czechs unsure about their spelling and grammar. Now, the organization has launched the very first online Czech handbook to help users sort out their S's from their Zeds. Rosie Johnson met the head of the institute, Karel Oliva, to ask him whether it was exasperation that drove him to publish a grammar online.
Well, actually, you're right, but it's formulated in a little bit politically incorrect way. Basically, the story is that the number of emails and phones, but I mean phone calls, is rising in such an extent that we cannot physically answer all of them, or we have real troubles to answer all of them. So we hope that, because the questions get repeated very often, it's very often the same questions come again and again. So we decided to put the answers on the internet, and we hope that at least some people will look for the answers themselves.
And what are the most frequently asked questions? What do you get asked time and again?
Basically, it's the standard the usual suspects. Yeah? So punctuation and capital letters.
You said that you're getting an ever-increasing amount of emails. Is that because Czechs are getting worse at spelling and grammar and bits and pieces, would you say?
Well, I mean, no. I would be a little bit more positive and more optimistic. And I would see it in a way that the people are still more and more aware of the fact how necessary it is to use correct Czech, because this is kind of, you know, in a private conversation it doesn't matter, but if you run a firm and you have some publicity materials and there are, so to say, orthographical mistakes in your leaflets, your firm loses a public image.
This seems to be the first sort of very comprehensive internet kind of grammar or guidebook or style guide of its type. Would you say the internet has its advantages? Have you been finding it's quite a good way actually of publishing a style guide of this type?
It's much better than written books because we can update the things almost every day, which if something is once printed in a paper on a paper and then sold, so it grows old every day. You have it on your shelf. On the other hand, if it's an internet, so we can update it. We can, if there are any errors, we are human, so we do make errors. So if there are any errors, we can correct them. We can not only update the things which are there, but we can add new things because new words are still coming into Czech every day. So I think in the current technology, this seems to be the best way to present Czech orthography and the knowledge of Czech language in general.
Early feedback suggests that it's maybe slightly complicated to use. Are you planning on slightly streamlining or simplifying the příručka, or have you got plans to develop it in some way?
Actually, we are not planning how to make it simpler. The story is that, you know, if you are a physicist, so you know that there is the law of keeping the matter, or law of keeping the energy, and so also there is a law of something like keeping the complexity, and you cannot simply make complex things easier by putting them on the internet. They are complex. This is how it is.
Only too true. The wise words of Karel Oliva, head of the Czech Language Institute in Prague. And if you're interested, you will find the link to the dictionary on our website.